Good morning. It is January 21st, 2015. The time is 06:46 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside, and I love doing so. And I've started again. No, it's not the audio. I've explained that, I think, two audios prior to this one. No, I've started exercising again, in a sense. Actually, I started a few weeks back, and it's not much. It's just something I've incorporated into my daily routine, like I do every morning here on this Wednesday morning, getting ready for work, having the coffee, getting my stuff ready to go into the day job. But once I get up in the morning here, I think it's the last couple weeks, I've incorporated where I do at least 10 push-ups each morning. So that constitutes me exercising. And even though it's a small amount, that small amount, when you do it daily, really gives you a lot of mileage in the long run. I did this last year for a number, I think I did it up until about, 4 months ago I stopped for some reason. And I got up to where I was doing like 35, 40 push-ups in one setting, one set. That four-month layoff, I started a few weeks back, I could barely do 10 again. So, but I recall last summer, along with what mediocre running I did do, because I used to run a lot back in my younger day, and I still have visions of me running again. But last year I started doing the push-ups in the morning, and I think I just started just to see if I could do some push-ups, and I was surprised. I could barely do a couple push-ups. So I decided each morning I'd get up, and first thing I'd do was to do those push-ups. And again, you do them, it's just like anything in the exercise realm of doing things, that if you do it consistently and are consistent in doing it, you build upon it. So thus, today's been about 2 weeks now, and I'm up to where I can do over, 10 solid ones, and I'm starting to venture into that 10 to 15 range right now. So I think it's just going to be another month or so to where I'm up over, hitting 20 maybe and stuff. I'm not pushing myself. I am doing a solid 10 push-ups to begin with. And it's good for the upper arm strength, which I have a tendency of lacking because I do a lot of walking. And if you do a lot of walking, I my hat's off to you, because that's a good, if you're doing at least 20 to 30 minutes, that's good for the cardio. And like I said earlier, I did do a lot of running back in my younger day. And this is back when I was at least, I got out of service. I'm at least, 40, 50 pounds more than what I weighed when I got out of service 17 years ago. But prior to that, when I was in the service doing my running years and years ago, I was under 200 pounds. And I was doing anywhere from, on a daily basis, 4 to 6 miles. So sometimes twice a day, to where my weekly average would fluctuate anywhere from 50 to up to 80, 90 miles a week. And yes, I did do marathons. I did do about 4 or 5 marathons. And I still have those memories that give me the urge to maybe someday run one again. But I think nowadays, because I am a little bit older, that I could probably go out and do a solid, probably be tired, definitely would be tired. I could probably do a comfortable 2 mile, but I think my extent and limit would be a 4 mile run at about a 9:30 pace. So that equates to about between 38 and 40 minutes for a run. And but that's primarily because I'm a little bit older. I haven't run that much. And if you consistently run, you would keep the weight down, and if you have less weight, you can move a little quicker and whatnot. So I think when I was doing the running a few years back here, and it was mostly treadmill running and during the winter time, because I do have access to where I work
to a full gym where they do have treadmills and the weights and whatnot. But the key thing in any exercise program is time. You have to have the time. So what the little time I'm investing each morning doing those 10-plus push-ups, I think I will benefit. And it's just a matter of doing them. And remember to do them, because once you get started and you do them, it's the key is the consistency of doing that, which brings me on the weight thing. I guess it was a long time ago. This is back when I was in service, because I have a formula of something that where you, if you, you do this formula, it gives you an output of what you have to do to drop your weight. And I guess running that formula several times while I was in the service, I remember the first time I did do it, and I was dedicated to what the formula indicated what I needed to do. I ended up losing, I think it was 30, 40 pounds in a couple months. And it had nothing to, and this is before all these mail-away meals that they're sent to your home that do all the calculation for you and all that. And but I remember doing that, and there's certain things you have to do. And I had some ideas on me doing that again. Always good to have ideas. I have a tendency, a lack of writing down my ideas, but this idea of exercising and weight loss this time of year is an annual thing, as every male knows after eating through Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and next, in 2 weeks, we got the Super Bowl. So that's my motivating factor, of trying to stay healthy and eat wisely, and maybe just sort of venture off the path here a little bit, like during occasions like such as the Super Bowl. So, but exercise is important, and that little bit that you do each and every day, and you build upon that. And if you can, if I could find the time, I will probably get back into my running to a certain extent, and probably not to the max that I did years back. But I was going to this gym weight room, I guess you could say, with the treadmills after work, and that was an investment about what, 45 to an extra hour of my time. So it's just a matter of incorporating that into my daily routine, just like anything else. And I do a lot of walking at work. I do a lot of walkabouts, especially on the Saturday and Sunday when I'm watching the farm, in a sense. So and I do got out walking Max yesterday. We had a longer walk than we did Monday when, was it my last audio I did with, we had a walk out there on the golf course with the missus, Max and I, and that's always an enjoyable when you get out there to walk and enjoy the walk. Don't look at it as a chore. And that's what I'm looking at as far as doing these daily morning push-ups, because I am exercising and remaining calm. So you all have a good one. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and peace.